Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. With regard to apparitions, the Catholic Church has always adopted a prudent approach. A few apparitions have been officially accepted by the Church. But even in this case, the Church never applies a judgment of infallibility. They are not considered dogmas of faith, and therefore the faithful are not obliged to believe in them. However, it would be very unreasonable for us to forget about them and their messages or not believe in them. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, appears to two shepherds, Maximin, 11 years old, and Melanie Calvat, 15 years old. She was in La Salette Falavo, a place in France. The apparition occurred on September 19, 1846. Currently in La Salette, there is a beautiful Marian sanctuary where thousands of pilgrims go every year. Melanie wrote the account of the apparition on November 21, 1878. In it, Melanie says that the Virgin Mary wept while she spoke of the punishments that will come to humanity if humanity does not convert. For this reason, we speak of Our Lady of Tears of La Salette. Let's see what Melanie tells us in her autobiographical account. The Virgin was majestic, imposing. She imposed a respectful fear. As Her Majesty commanded respect, mixed with love, she drew me to herself. Her gaze was sweet and penetrating. Her eyes seemed to speak to mine. The sweetness of her gaze, her air of incomprehensible goodness, made me understand that she wanted to give herself. It was an explosion of love that cannot be expressed with human language or the letters of the alphabet. The Blessed Virgin Mary was very beautiful and all made of love. It seemed that the word love was escaping from her lips, silver, pure. She seemed to me like a good mother, full of kindness, love for us, compassion, and mercy. The Blessed Virgin wept for almost the entire time she spoke to me. I would have liked to throw myself into her arms and say to her, "My good mother, don't cry. I want to love you for all the men on earth." But it seemed to me that she was answering me. There are so many who do not know me. The sight of the Blessed Virgin was by itself a paradise fulfilled. Her sight had everything that could satisfy, because the earth was forgotten. The voice of the beautiful lady, the Virgin Mary, was sweet. She enchanted, captivated, made my heart happy. My heart seemed to jump or want to go to meet her, to melt into her heart. The eyes of the Blessed Virgin Mary cannot be described in human language. To speak of them, a seraphim would be needed. It would take the word of God Himself, of that God who made the Immaculate Virgin, a masterpiece of all His power. Her eyes seemed 1,000 and 1,000 times more beautiful than the brilliant ones, than the diamonds, than precious stones, and shone like two suns. They were sweet, sweetness itself. In her eyes, you could see paradise. The more I looked at her, the more I wanted to see her, and the more I saw her, the more I loved her, and loved her with all my strength. And the Virgin Mary told me, "God is going to punish the world in an unprecedented way. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. God is going to pour out His anger, and no one can escape so many evils together. The chiefs, the guides of the people of God, have neglected prayer and penance, and the devil has obfuscated their intelligences. God will allow the devil to put divisions among the sovereigns, in all societies and in all families. Physical and moral penalties will be suffered. God will send punishments that will continue for more than 35 years. The bad books will abound on earth, and the spirits of darkness will spread everywhere a universal relaxation in all matters relating to the service of God. The vicar of my son will have much to suffer, because for a time the church will be given over to great persecutions. This will be the hour of darkness. The church will have a dreadful crisis. Given the forgetfulness of God's holy faith, each individual will want to govern himself and impose himself on his fellow men. The civil and ecclesiastical powers will be abolished. All order and all justice will be trampled. Homicides, hatred, envy, lies, and discord will be seen everywhere, without love for the country or the family. The civil rulers will have the same plan that will be to abolish and make disappear all religious principles, to give place to materialism, atheism, spiritism, and all kinds of vices. I address an urgent appeal to the true disciples of the living God. It is time for them to go out and come to illuminate the earth. Go and show yourselves as my dear children. I am with you and in you. May your zeal make you hungry for the glory of God and the honor of Jesus Christ. fight, children of light, you small number, for here is the time of the times. Then Jesus Christ will defeat his enemies, and there will be peace, the reconciliation of God with men. Jesus Christ will be served, worshiped, and glorified. Charity will flourish everywhere. The new kings will be the right arm of the Holy Church that will be strong, humble, pious, and poor, zealous, and imitator of the virtues of Jesus Christ. The gospel will be preached everywhere, and men will live in the fear of God. This peace will not be long. 25 years of abundant harvests will make you forget that the sins of men are the cause of all the evils that happen in the world. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, in this apparition, as in other apparitions, asks us for conversion and to do a lot of prayer and penance with the Holy Rosary. May we hear her sweet voice that she, as a mother, speaks to us, shedding tears for so many of her children who are on the path of eternal perdition. In La Salette, there is a source of water which has not stopped sprouting for more than 150 years, producing numerous cures. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.